Welcome to the Faith and Life Christmas Devotion, a part of the Advent devotional series from the book Living Every Day is Christmas Eve. We hope that you enjoy this series and invite you to our Lenten devotional series coming soon in the weeks before Easter based on the devotional book Waiting for the 41st Day. You can find both devotional books and more educational resources at www.schulteconsulting.com. Kimberly Poole, your scripture reader, Jermaine Griffiths, your prayer reader, and me, John Schulte, your devotional leader, are thankful to have you listening with us, and we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register, along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. No doubt, from what Luke tells us, Jesus was born at a very busy time. Joseph and Mary did not have a choice. They had to participate in the census like everyone else, despite the fact that Mary could give birth at any minute. Of course, with everyone participating in the census and returning to their place of birth, the small towns were not able to accommodate everyone. This added a greater burden on the young family, but at least when Mary went into labor, they had reached their destination. I'm sure that Joseph had to scramble to find a place, and as the saying goes, any port in a storm, which in this case turned out to be a manger. I believe the hectic pace of Joseph and Mary could very well stand as a metaphor for our own modern time. The holidays are some of the busiest times of the year. Although we may want to slow the pace down, we may not have a choice in the matter. Often the workload is heaviest as we try to prepare for a few days off. In our love for family and friends, we travel to them or prepare as they come to visit us. The cooking, decorating, and last-minute shopping often round out the must-do list. Now, on Christmas Day, the traditional festivities keep our minds full. Today's devotion is a calm port, a few minutes to hear the story of Christ's birth, to give a prayer of thanks, and be reminded that these times are pregnant and ready to give birth to the second advent of our Lord. Alleluia.
Christ is born and all the world rejoices. The silence is broken and God is made flesh for the purpose of our salvation. Lord, such is your great love that you would make a way to save us from our own sin and to be reconciled to you for eternity. It is a glorious plan of love, redemption, and salvation. It is a gift that humbles the undeserved and graciously invites us to live a holy and meaningful new life with Jesus. When Jesus was born, Lord, you broke through the darkness that enveloped and imprisoned humankind, exposed your holy light on our trespasses, and offered us freedom from death and sin. Today we recommit ourselves to a life of faith and truth. We pledge to entrust our souls to you, now and forever, and to give you all the praise and glory. Help us to maintain harmony in our homes during this season, always bringing our family's focus back to the beautiful Christmas story. Let our most important gift to our children be the legacy of our faith. On Christmas, expectations for the believer have been met in full. With the birth of Jesus, our hopes were fulfilled, our blessings made bountiful, and our future secured. Praise God.
Schulte Consulting Services, educational growth and business development.